This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Play ball!
Bruce Levine, 670 The Score baseball analyst.
It is all baseball.
32 years baseball veteran reporter.
Bruce, I've known you for a number of years now.
Breaking stories faster than a cheetah can run. And as far as I know, cheetahs are speedy.
I went ahead and broke the story on Twitter, and then, of course, had to write a story on the website at 670thescore.com.
Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine.
By the way, I loved you in The Wizard of Oz.
Bruce Levine.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bruce Levine joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge and Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. He, of course, is The Score's baseball expert, and it's always a joy, and it's always a joy, Bruce, to talk about a young superstar that's come up to change the season. Well, come on.
Morning, Bruce.
Superstar, okay. Not savior. He's not the second coming of Ryan Sandberg, regardless of what you try to tell me. He's just a guy sparked them.
You know what? He had a really good game, and the Cubs certainly needed that, guys. I mean, what a terrific start to a career for him. But the one thing that I like the most about him that won't even be talked about is the way he ran the bases, the way he comported himself, you know, balance-wise in the field. I mean, he looks like a ball player.
Yep.
And it's going to be interesting to see how he progresses. The joy of just watching him on every play, like the bloop from the beginning of the bloop hit that he got to get his first hit in Major League Baseball, all the way to the end, and just the extra energy and joy he brought to the team. I think that was just a refreshing game all the way around. It was more like baseball rather than the grind that we're watching, you know, with the pressure on these guys at the end of the year. So I really enjoyed just the baseball aspect of it. And then, of course, the results were terrific. I mean, he had three hits all to different fields. Is that not Joe Maddon baseball?
So, Bruce, as much as Nico Horner did look like he belonged from day one, from the first at bat, from his first clean play in the field, did it cross your mind when you're watching why he wasn't here sooner? And what was the reason he wasn't here sooner?
Well, he's only played 89 games in professional baseball. He had a broken wrist where he was out for 2 months. So your analysis would be correct, David, if he had played a whole season down there. I think that there was a good possibility he would have been called up. But because he was out for 2 months, I think the theory was, we'll send him to Arizona Fall League for the second year in a row. We'll get him ready. We'll get him primed up. And then we'll see. We'll invite him to Major League camp and see what happens. You know, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, who's left on the team from next year. Who they're counting on in the middle infield. You know, will Zobrist retire? Will Russell be traded somewhere else? These are all questions that need to be answered. But Horner they've already started his clock, and this could be a nice push forward for the young man and the team in projecting what their middle infield is all about in the future.
What do you make of the idea that Theo Epstein's name has come up as a replacement for Dave Dombrowski in Boston? Is that just noise? Is that a desire on the part of the Red Sox? Is there any hint or issue that a man that has a contract that runs through 2021 would want out?
Well, which player do you want back in the trade? And I'm serious. I mean, the last time Epstein moved to the Cubs, they had to move a pitcher.
Chris Sale.
Right. I mean, well, healthy Chris Sale, right?
Yeah, right.
But you know, in reality, it would take a lot. He's got 2 years left on a contract.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just talking nuts and bolts. He's got $19 million on his contract left and 2 years left. What would be the upside for Theo Epstein? You have to ask from that situation. He's already been there and done that, accomplished things that no one in history, going back to 1918, had accomplished for the Boston Red Sox franchise. Would Theo be interested in revisionist history and going back to a franchise that replaces its top officials at a whim? I mean, I think he was replaced in a knee-jerk action in 2011. I think Dombrowski was replaced in a knee-jerk reaction this year. I mean, he's 10 months away from winning a World Series. He was following the orders of that ownership there to go ahead and do everything he can to win a World Series. And that's what he did. So whether you like Dombrowski or not, the reality is that's a tough place to work. The demands are unbelievable. And I think Theo's already been there and done that. So, you know, I would say that's a real long shot. If you want to talk about you or David Haw, Mike, running the Boston Red Sox, now we're talking.
I don't think
wrong,
so, Bruce.
Wrong Sox for me.
Right.
And you're exactly right about the Red Sox. I mean, that was just total irrational overreaction. It just is it's pro sports, yes, but you see that 10 months ago, celebrating World Series team that he helped put together and he gets his walking papers is just ridiculous. It's just unfortunate, too, that it happened. But, Bruce, let's look at the immediate future rather than looking back at the past. The Cubs schedule, lots made of who they have left in the 19 games and against the Cardinals, seven of them are going to be kind of ones that determine where they end up. The Cardinals schedule is tougher than people, I think, realize because they don't play a losing team. They've got three against the Rockies, three against the Brewers, three against the Nationals, three against the Diamondbacks, and then those seven against the Cubs. That's going to be tough to maintain that lead, isn't it?
Yeah, 16-3 versus contenders, you know, starting tonight in Colorado. So after Colorado, David, you identified it perfectly. You have three with the Brewers in St. Louis, three with Washington in St. Louis, the Cubs for four in Chicago, Arizona, a team that snuck up on everybody, three in Arizona, and then the final three with the Cubs. So that is not going to be easy. On the other hand, Milwaukee has pretty much a cakewalk. Other than they have two in Miami, three in St. Louis, then four San Diego, three Pittsburgh, three Cincinnati, three Colorado. Their last 13 games against losing teams. The Cubs have a pretty favorable schedule as well. St. Louis is the only team with above 500 that they play. Now, all that conversation is a trap. You have to win those games. You have to pitch well. You have to score runs. But it's all there for the Cubs to, win that wild card. You know, certainly Milwaukee will be pushing. I think they're the most viable one right now. And then you have the head-to-head with St. Louis where Milwaukee can make up some ground. But you know, again, the schedule is going to be a big deal, and the Cubs are going to have to they're going to have to play toward it and play beyond what they've normally been doing, playing 500 ball the last 100 games.
Obviously, Baez being out is a really bad, that's bad news, and he's not going to be back for the rest of the regular season by all accounts. Now you're talking about Chris Bryant getting a shot in his knee. Was he hiding that injury? Is that something that... how do we feel about Chris Bryant? Is it more of an explanation of why things weren't going as well? And does a shot of cortisone mean that he's going to be carrying this team as of midweek here?
You know, it's great. It's a great question because, you know, was the fact, well, he did hurt this knee at the end of June, okay? And then it got better. Then it got worse. He hasn't had a home run since August 21st. In his last 50 at-bats, he struck out 40% of the time. So, you know if it's a knee that it impacts you, and Joe said it, it impacts him on offense and defense. Not making any excuses. I mean, you know, the guy has to go out there and perform if he's going to be out on the field. Otherwise, next man up. And that's how it's been. But we have not been watching, you know, Chris Bryant of 2018 in the last month. You know, it hasn't been, or 2019, the last month. We've been looking at 2018 Chris Bryant and knowing how he struggled to be able to hit. So from all of that, you know, you hope the cortisone shot helps. and you hope he's able to go back there and function like he can, because they're going to need him. You see Rizzo really struggling right now. You saw the quizzical look on his face on a couple strikeouts last night of, you know, I'm just not in my zone. You know, I'm just not seeing the ball right. Off-speed pitches getting him out. So it's got to be someone else carrying the team, and they did last night. You know, it's interesting, you know, that they scored 10 runs, and they sandwiched the 10 runs from last Thursday, the 10 runs last night. In between, they scored 14 in three games. So the consistency of the offense, you hope, is going to be there.
You know, Bruce, Molly brought up some good points about Wilson Contreras and his availability since he came back. He's played in three games at 11 at-bats, and they've been impactful ones. But you do wonder, I know the Cubs medical staff has been, the recommendation is not to play in back-to-back games, so they're trying to space it out. Is a little bit of Wilson Contreras better than none at all? And what is the plan for him moving forward? Will it change?
Well, because they have two other professional catchers, and you know, certainly, you know, they've gotten a lot out of their backups there. They feel good about, you know, protecting him and that hamstring from blowing out. So I think 3-4 games a week, I think that's what the plan is, 4 games. And then as you get closer to postseason, you might have a whole Wilson Contreras that you want to catch, you know, every game in the playoffs. That's how it's been going. But Caratini has acquitted himself very well. I mean, he's had some clutch hits. You saw him again last night, threw a runner out trying to steal. Yeah, somebody actually tried to steal a base in baseball these days. Quite odd. But, you know, the reality is that they have two other professional catchers they can turn to, at least until a playoff roster has to be made out, if they get that far.
So the other rumor that's out there, one was Theo, the other is that J.D. Martinez is going to opt out in Boston and sign with the White Sox. I don't know if you've heard
that. That would be great. Let's do it.
Okay.
You ready?
All right.
I mean, no.
Castellanos, and then who else?
Another DH.
Gerrit Cole, and then you go for it. I'm with you.
Sox are collected designated hitters.
Well, Yonder Alonso didn't work out.
Well, he's a Boris client. Are you going to throw 30 times 4 at J.D. Martinez at age 33?
I don't know about that.
I think he's a good player. I don't
Jerry
know.
Jerry really stepped up.
Yeah. Jerry will step up.
I mean, you know, look, they have a better idea about throwing their money at position players for long term than they do pitching. That's been the way that the White Sox have looked at, you know, adding free agents in the past, ever since Jamie Navarro and a 4-year contract that, you know, I'm sure, Mike, you remember that, how well that one worked out. But in reality, you know, that's something they'll look at. I mean, they want other pieces. Now, locking up the DH, you know, when you have a kid like Jimenez, when you have Abreu that you think you're going to bring back, if you lock up the DH with Martinez, what kind of flexibility do you have for Abreu and Jimenez if indeed you want to rest them or you want to move them? Is Jimenez going to play 150 games in left? More importantly, is Abreu going to play 150 games at first base at age 33?
Andrew Vaughn's on the way, right?
I mean, supposedly,
they got a bunch of
Berger.
Collins has got to find a place to play. What's his name?
Berger.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
The other kid. Who else did they draft that year? Is it Ben Sheets?
Gavin Sheets.
I think
you know, Martinez would be a nice 2-year deal in 2021, but I just don't see that he fits, you know, for where they're at in their rebuild. I just don't see throwing $120 million at a J.D. Martinez at this point.
You got to pay someone. Someone's got to take their money.
You might get him for 3 years at $90 million. You know, I mean, it's all, you know, incremental $30 million contracts per year that Boris will be looking for Martinez. But to think that he won't consider walking away, you know, that's naive. You know the agent, and the player is all about monetizing the rest of his career.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce.
Good stuff.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Smile.
See you, buddy. Thank you.
Be exuberant.
Well, it's all out there for you.
Toot your horner.
Bruce has said before that my youthful exuberance has lifted him on various occasions.
I say that every morning.
How do you think I've lasted so long in this job? Yeah, like, I get to look at your beautiful youthful exuberance radiating throughout the studios every day.
They say the merry-hearted boys make the best of old men.
Is that what they say?
I don't know what they say.
I don't know what they say. It
sounds like something from a song.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.